My name is Dylan McCormick. I am 16 years old. Today is June 15th, and I'm speaking with Ron Delacuesta Sr., who is my grandfather. We're recording this interview in Bradenton, Florida. What was your job in the Army?
I was a senior personnel manager.
Okay. How do you think being in the military affected your family?
Well, I had to get used to traveling a lot. We spent a lot of time overseas, so they were separated from family members. But they adjusted over there because the school system and the other military families over there were very close-knit, good friends, helped each other out. So they survived pretty good. I think they did well. They learned a lot.
What was your favorite place you lived when in the Army and why?
Well, it had to be Germany. Reason is my family was there both times. We had two tours there. The people there were so friendly, the country so beautiful, food was great. And like I said, most military families that are overseas are very close-knit. They band together, they support each other, they help their families out. If they had kids, they would babysit. We just had a great time since our real family was back in the States. You have to make do with the Army family, as we call them. And I think they really enjoyed their tours over there with me.
Where all have you lived while serving in the Army?
Well, I've been to Turkey, Germany 3 times, Kansas, Texas, Arizona, California, and finally my retirement site was in Indianapolis.
What are some things you miss about being in the service? What are some you are glad to have left behind?
Well, I miss the camaraderie, you know, being with other soldiers, learning new things. That was one of the good things about being in the military for 25 years. Your job was never the same every time you moved to a different city or a different state or even a different country. So you're able to broaden your education, your experience is just immeasurable because you meet so many different people, cultures, languages. So we really enjoyed that. I did. I love to travel.
When did you leave the military? What was that process like?
It was a retirement. I reached the point of my military career of 24 years, almost 25 years. So I had to retire at that point in Indianapolis, Indiana. That's where we spent 30 years there. It was kind of hard to have to leave. I wanted to stay until I had 30 years served, but they said it was time to retire. So I kind of missed that. But I got lucky when I retired from the Army. I ended up doing almost exactly the same job as a civilian, but I got paid a lot better.
What branch of the military were you in?
Army.
When were you drafted or when did you enlist?
I enlisted in August of 1963, right after high school. I graduated in June of 63 and I joined the Army in August of 63.
Where did you serve during the war?
I was in Europe during the Vietnam War, I assume you're speaking of, and the Grenada War. I was in Germany, Turkey, during that time. When I came back to the States, the war ended about a year after I returned to the States. So.
What are some fun things you and your friends did together while you were deployed?
Well, when we went to Turkey, I spent a lot of weekends in the water. I love snorkeling. We caught lobsters that way, and the beaches were beautiful. They were warm. Just everybody in the military went to the beaches on the weekend. The other activities with family, at least with my wife, is we went to on weekends, Friday and Saturday, went to the NCO clubs where they had live entertainment. Because like I said, the communities in that particular country at that time of the year were very close-knit. I mean, everybody had to go to the same movie theater. Everybody had to go to the commissary, PX, NCO clubs. They all end up in the same activity. So you have your military family that you really share a lot of good times.
What are some things you remember most about your deployment?
guess I'll take one particular area because I had a job in my last tour in Europe that I had to travel to 12 different cities to visit communities to help families. That was my primary job. I did a lot of helping of service members' families when they were living on the economy or they were struggling. I went and visited the community to see if I can help them with any supplies like household goods, maybe a place to live and stuff like that. And it really gave me a lot of satisfaction. I had 12 cities I had to go to every year for the 3 years that I was in Germany. And it really gave me a lot of satisfaction to see that I could help these people.
Was there anything you especially missed about civilian life?
At that time, from 1963 to 1987, not really. Since I wasn't able to go to college because of funds and grades, my university or learning experience came from 25 years in the Army, which they taught me a lot. I even got a college degree with them. So the experience and the education you get in the military is invaluable. It also helped me get another job when I retired from the Army, picking up what I did in the Army because I had all that experience and training. So it worked well for me.
How did you stay in touch with family and friends back home?
Well, the only thing, you know, at that time were letters, which my wife, Nancy, of course, her grandma did most of the writing because I've been pretty busy at work. But that was the only communication. We didn't have telephones because they were too expensive. And of course, we didn't have TV in most places. Or, like you said, we don't have the technology today. I'm sure if you were overseas today, they'd be able to do this Wi-Fi and all that stuff. But other than that, just writing letters. The letters went back and forth pretty quick, about a week.
Is there anything you wish civilians understood about military service?
I think for those that are not bound for technical school or college, because that's important for them when they graduate from high school, I think the military today really can offer young men and women graduating from high school that want to have some adventure and drama to join one of the four branches. I think the education experience, the training, the traveling really matures a person if you've got your open mind, because the military today is just really amazing at what they're doing. A lot of technology, a lot of good training they can offer and get into, which will transition into a civilian life once you leave the military in 4 years, 3 years, whatever. Or you might find it so great, you'll stay in the military branch, whatever one you enlisted, for an entire career, which won't hurt you because there's a lot of good benefits at the end of 20 years, 30 years, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe how you felt coming home from combat?
I really can't do that because my job wasn't a combat soldier. I wasn't in the war zone like Vietnam or Grenada. My primary mission was supporting the combat soldiers' families to make sure they were taken care of while the husband was off fighting the war. Because you have two parts of the military branch, all the branches. You got your fighting forces, you know, the weapons, the infantry and stuff, and you have your support, medical personnel. And those support people are very, very important for the families. You can't have a soldier fighting a war if they're going to worry about what's happening to their wives and their kids back in the States. So they needed some organization or trained personnel to assist the family so their separation is eased a bit. I mean, it's definitely, you know, not easy to be separated from the husband or the wife because she might be combat. So having a military family supporting them in logistics, administration, and any other requests that they might need is very important. So,
what were your first few months out of the service like?
I got lucky. I went from retirement today to back to my job the next day. So it's not always that easy. I just happened to fall right into a transition that when I left the military, that I was able to go straight into a civilian job and do what I was doing in the military and really enjoyed it for 3 years. And then, of course, after I finished this contract job, I went back to the Department of Defense. Anyhow, as a civilian for another 20 years. So like I said, all the training, all the experience, all the education the Army gave me, I put it to use in a civilian world. And that's what, you know, a lot of people do.
How do you think your time in the military affected you?
In a positive way, I have to say, the fact that it made me grow, it matures you, it gives you experience and training and education that is not easy to obtain if you're not college bound or technical training school. You end up wandering around after high school, saying, what do I do with my life? Well, you need some structure to do that. And I felt, to me at the time, that this military was gonna do that for me. And I was right, because everybody said, oh, you only make it down $100 a month and you're gonna retire with $200. I said, no, I'm not gonna spend 20 years in the Army, retire with $100 and not have some benefits, because I knew I was gonna make more money, didn't know how much, but more money and more experience, and that I wouldn't just be lost after 20, 25 years. And I was right. Made good use of my time.
What phrase or word will you never be the same now that you served?
Repeat that, please.
What phrase or word will never be the same now that you've like heard it, like as you served? Like, is there a word or phrase that you've will never forget?
That's kind of difficult. I'm trying to, by leaving the military, you say?
Mm-hmm.
I guess friendship and compassion. Well, you get that everywhere, but I don't know. Military family has a different connection than civilian or being on the private sector. That's how they refer to civilians, private sector.
Yeah.
So I'd say I miss my close friends and family as far as the military life is concerned.
Yeah. How did you imagine military life before you joined?
Well, I wasn't sure at first, except I convinced myself, kept my head up and positive thinking that I was going to get the most from the military that I could get. I was going to learn, I was going to grow, because I was a young kid right out of high school, so I knew this was going to be a different life for me. But it appeared that I adjusted to military life because I had good structure, I was disciplined, and I was loyal, and it paid off over the 25 years I was in. And that's usually, any service member that serves has basically the same traits. They're loyal, they're courageous, they're ambitious, they want to do good in the military. That's why they join. Serve their country.
How did your perceptions change after serving?
Well, private sector is not the same as military, especially in the early years I was in the military. A lot of private sector treated the military as undereducated and lazy, or they didn't do a real job. I even had a guy told me while I was in the Army drawing a paycheck that I was unemployed. That hurt me so terrible, that somebody would tell me I'm serving my country but I'm unemployed. Now that's totally has changed in the time I got retired from the service, and now the military are regarded very highly. They're reverent, they're respected, and they're welcome. And that took 30 years, but it finally happened. That's the way it should be. They do more than most civilians don't know unless you actually serve in the military, whether they're supporting their soldiers or they're actually fighting, whether it's Air Force, Navy, Marines, whatever. You got both families are doing the same thing for the country, defending it and supporting it, and the supports then, you know, support the military combat soldiers, so they feel comfortable that their families, that they're married, are taken care of, and they don't have to worry about it except the mission in front of them. That's something that civilians really don't understand unless you are in the military.
That wraps up everything.
Pardon?
That wraps up everything.
That's all 20 questions? Did I pass? Did I get an A?
You're good.
All right. Well, good.
Good to go.